You make it a deep dish with a crust on top.
Shoot a bird at me, I'll shoot it right back. So that's a cobbler, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. What kind of cobbler can you have?
Apple cobbler and peach cobbler.
Okay. Say, you know, this expression, if somebody has a very good appetite, you say he really likes to put away his
food.
Anything else you could put there? So-and-so eats like a horse, he puts away his
oats or something like that.
Okay. What about victuals and groceries?
Yeah, victuals, groceries, I guess. I'm very original, aren't I?
Say if you had a pudding or something like that, maybe gingerbread, a sweet liquid that you might pour over it, maybe made out of milk and cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg. What would you call something like that?
Whipped cream?
Well, okay.
A topping?
Would you ever call anything like that a sauce or a dip?
Yeah, sauce, yeah. Maybe a sauce is what it is, of course.
But not a dip.
That's not a dip. A dip you dip something into.
Would you say there's any difference between a sauce and a gravy?
Yeah.
Put your finger on it.
I'd say a gravy comes from pan drippings and stuff like that. Of a certain, like if you're making a chicken gravy, you'd use the drippings in a pan, which would be the grease after it's been removed, and what little grease would be left, plus the crispy parts. And that's where you get your gravies from an animal source or something like that. And a sauce can be made with non-animal type things that would not especially originate in the pan where the thing that the gravy will be put on, or the sauce will be put on. It was like, you make, say for example, a white sauce out of white flour and butter and milk. But you wouldn't make, but that you don't have to have, you know, the original things there. In other words, you wouldn't have to have a cow or the slice of beef or something like that to do it with.
But what about a barbecue sauce?
Now, barbecue sauce is the same thing, but it would go on the meat later on. In other words, that would not be a gravy because, see, I think a gravy is derived from the cut of the meat through the process of cooking that meat. But the gravy, the sauce can be added to the meat at any time.
Okay. This expression, say if you have food between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
And this verb, when you get up in the morning, you say you breakfast.
Eat breakfast.
In the past, yesterday, I
ate.
And I
eaten.
Okay. And if you're very hot, tired on summer's day, you might go in the kitchen and pour yourself a
glass of cold water.
Okay. Do you have any names for different kinds of glasses?
Tumblers and...
What would that be?
Might be just a large glass solid that hold a lot of ice cubes, I guess.
Okay.
You can have a little... obviously have your shot glass, which is 1 ounce. And which I always thought for a long time was an egg holder. I don't know why. I thought it held eggs. Well, it did. It worked perfect.
Yeah.
Then you have your old-fashioned glasses, which would hold a drink of that time. An old-fashioned is called. And have your beer glasses, which are something like mugs. I mean, miniature wine snifters, I think is the word for them. We got all sorts of different drinks. You know, you have different sizes, maybe by the ounces they'll hold, about the drink that they would normally hold, or something like this.
Okay. Say if you accidentally knock that glass off the counter, it would probably fall in.
Break.
Okay, that verb the past yesterday.
Broke.
And it has.
Broken.
Okay. And talking about drinking water, you say you a lot of water.
Drank.
Okay.